Alright, everyone. In today's match, we have
the growing latex fetish Gundam
versus
Injustice League Gundam.
Yes! Gundam fight all set. Ready, go! Yeah!
All right. This is Joestar All-Stars, a little anime watch-along podcast. We watched all of JoJo, finished it, and now we're watching other dumb shows like G Gundam, Mobile Fighter G Gundam.
Hell yeah.
You know, we watch the shows and make dumb, stupid jokes about them, which suits them nicely. Today we're here to talk to you about G Gundam Episode 13, Big Trouble, Dobon versus Big Five.
I need like 7 more bigs in there to make it a
big,
true title.
Big Domon versus Big Gundam Big Five.
Let's big go.
Big O, big O, big, big O.
It's the Big Five.
No, that's not Gundam.
How far does Big O get in the G Gundam universe?
I think Big O is like comically larger than Gundam.
Yeah, like we're talking like Gundams are not that tall. Like Big O is kaiju sized. Like,
considering how powerful Shining Finger is, I still think Domon comes out on top.
I don't know. Big O's like shotgun fist, I think maybe does the same thing as Shining Finger.
Yeah.
So for like comparison, like Big O is like Godzilla size and the Gundams are like Kong size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I think the Gundam would come up to Big O's knee.
Like, yeah, pretty much.
But you know who would beat Big O?
Master Ace.
Master Ace. Outside of his Gundam. Sick on a Tuesday.
Literally, foregoes his Gundam in the opening of this, and it's just taking out mobile suits on the reg.
I don't know why. I don't know why we're here. I don't know who made this decision. We are completely off the rails at this point.
Yeah.
Like they're not trying.
the first 11 episodes have almost no bearing on what happens in this.
This
episode.
Show has officially jumped a shark. Like this show is irreparably changed now that Master Ace is in the picture. Like power levels have escalated. It's like jumping from Dragon Ball to Dragon Ball Z.
I was so confused. Like, we're continuing the story from last time? Are we not going to go fight another random country's Gundam? Yeah, what's going on?
I thought this was a vaguely racist Monster of the Week show.
Yeah. Oops, we accidentally hit the actual plot.
Did we?
What is? Because I don't think it's that much more plot related than the other ones. There's just a lot of Master Asia.
We need
the villain Gundam to show up. Okay.
Look, from here on forward, whenever Master Asia's not on screen, people should be asking,
"Where's Master Asia?
Where's
Poochie?"
Always now, always and forever.
I like that Master Asia doesn't like make Domon get out of his Gundam to fight either. Like he's like killing people with a scarf. And he's like, "Get him, Domon!" And Domon just fucking slashes with a sword.
It's so funny to me. Like I just,
this first
your
five
turn, Domon
is
whoosh.
Like we see Master Asia standing on an ice sculpture in front of an army of Gundams. He jumps out, does his stupid rap thing around it, punches the Gundam in the face, runs backwards off his gun, going
take this.
This is some Metal Gear Rising bullshit.
Yeah, because he like jumps off of the bullets that are flying at him, making more kung fu sounds.
Amazing. Yeah,
full Bayonetta here. Like
who is this? He's like, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, grabs a bullet with his scarf and throws it back at a Gundam.
What? Why do the bullets have spikes?
So
like, by the way, this is like the least aerodynamic bullet design I've ever seen.
It makes them deal more damage, Victor. Spiky bullets, of course, would hurt more, right?
Like, and this cannot be like efficient for the barrel of this gun. Like,
look, it's a children's show. Sense. We can't show realistic bullets.
No, it's simple. He's jumping on plasma.
It would be funny if these were just laser guns and he's jumping off.
Yeah, I mean, that would honestly like be more acceptable to me than seeing these fucking spike ball bullets. Like, it's like we've already established that we don't care about physics when it comes to Master Asia. I do kind of care about you implying that your Gundam designers are this bad.
They're here for entertainment.
We have thrown out 4 millennia of, you know, weapon design.
To be fair, these mobile suits are made by AI.
Yeah. AI right, you got suits. It. AI generated mobile suits.
Makes them real you stupid. Tell that too.
They have too many fingers, you can tell. Yeah, by the other legs.
And their genitals are in weird positions.
Yeah, the legs do things that legs shouldn't do.
Yeah, no, it tracks.
They only have one big eye for some reason.
I didn't even specify Cyclops.
So yeah, Master Asia beats a Gundam on his own on foot, and then is like, "Get him, Domo!"
Get him, Domo!
Just cuts him in half with this Gundam. Like,
could you imagine, like, if you had been like trained to fight by the Flash or something, right? Like, it's just I cannot do any of the things you do. Like, literally any. How are you going to teach me? It's like, that's what the position Domon's in.
What was their training like that Master Asia shows up and Domon's like, yeah, that checks out. This man can kill Gundams with his bare hands. Has he always been able to do this? Like,
why you'd be surprised. Like, he's beaten like two of the like Gundam like world championship fights just out of his Gundam. It was really embarrassing. Nobody liked it.
Yeah, it's really hard to like destroy his head section when he's not even in his Gundam.
Oh no, no. He did it in the first one and they had to write a new rule in the second one to keep viewership up. Like,
participants must stay inside their Gundam at all times.
Like, this is also like, this should be an entirely different military show where like one person's like trying to bring back Gundam pilots, but nowadays it's all about martial arts. That's the true military power. Because when you can punch a Gundam to death with your bare fucking hands, why are we building $1 billion robots?
Right. It's just like the absolute inverse.
Gundams just feel redundant now. If Master Asia is already like above Gundam level threat, like what's even the point?
Well, you see, he can't travel through space, and that's really all we need.
Are you sure? I think Master Asia could probably travel through space.
Are you sure he doesn't know instant transmission?
We're
he
not.
Fucking might.
How did he end up in Tokyo anyways? What's he doing here?
I'm just imagining every other Gundam series, but instead of the Gundam they're all afraid of, it's just fucking Master Asia. He just punches his way into a colony and starts ripping mobile suits in half with his bare hands.
You don't want to know when he does, when he finds the pilot, when he gets to through to the pilot. Well, what does he do? He trains them and gives them
superpowers. Like, this is just objectively stupid.
We've gotten nowhere in this episode. We spent like 15 minutes stroking Master Asia's dick.
And we will spend 20 more minutes sucking this goddamn dick if we have to, Tim. It's a job that's gotta get done.
And I'm here to do it.
Spoiler alert, not a lot happens in this episode.
What do you mean? There's
so much happens in this episode. There's a lot to unpack
despite there not a lot happening, I think.
So much we need to talk about.
My emotions go on such a fucking roller coaster this episode.
Like, Grant, you're not wrong. About 2 minutes of actual plot happens.
There's also five minutes of Domo getting attacked by trains.
It's glorious 5 minutes.
If you're looking for plot in G Gundam, I need you to reevaluate your life.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah,
right, let me take some time to really just sit back and do some emotional therapy. Yeah. work myself out because of this.
So
we get some Domo trauma where he sees Kyoji.
just sees Kyoji overlaid over the Dark Army here, and the announcer's like, all right, today we have returning villains. And, like, I love the evil version of the Shuffle Alliance here. Like, Chibity, like, Dark Chibity here has a great face.
I don't know. It's fucking Dark Chibity.
Fucking the exact same as before.
Like, yeah. He doesn't...
Yeah, everybody has, like, villain eyes, but, like, Argo looks exactly the same.
I think he's just here. I don't think they did anything to him.
They still have him chained up! If you're mind-controlling them or whatever this is, I don't... Honestly, if I've seen this before, I don't remember this at all.
But it's probably DG cells.
It's probably DG cells.
Always DG cells.
But if you have him so infected, like full of the DG cells, why is he still locked up? Come on. This is starting to feel a little personal.
No, maybe he likes being locked up.
I mean, he does.
Yeah, maybe this is voluntary.
Yeah.
It melts me. I mean, get in touch with my Gundam side.
You should see his chastity cage.
Maybe he keeps them on because he can't risk his dom seeing him without them.
Right? It's true.
She'll get very upset with them.
DG cells are no excuse for breaking those rules.
He's still bruised from the last time.
Oh. All right. So let's go back.
DG cells are no match for your dom.
Yeah. Dom Gundam cells. There we go. Is that a thing? Is that anything?
No, Dom's a different type of mobile suit. It's not a Gundam.
Oh, my bad.
Dom, you mean like Dom Farah, Vin Diesel's character in Fast and Furious?
No, nobody knows what that is.
We're done with card new types here.
So, in the ruined post-apocalyptic Tokyo. Someone's playing the piano, which is, you know, if you're ever in a fucking wasteland like this, don't investigate the piano. It's never a good idea. Like, no, maybe they're sending an SOS. It's encrypted at best.
You know, if they're really in trouble, they would just say, hey, send help. They wouldn't mysteriously play a piano on the radio like for you.
Like, that is either a hallucination or a ghost, like, my dude. Like,
that's a vampire.
Probably.
But I appreciate that it's just George on the piano in this shot. Like,
no pretense.
Yeah, we're paying for like a Sears portrait studio background here. And
yeah,
I just love. There's no subtlety in this show. Like, there's no concealing mysteries at all. Like, I'm surprised the narrator didn't just come out and say it was George Desan playing the piano.
See, it's him.
We can see it's him.
Tensions for losers, I guess. Like, mysteries. The only mystery here is how Domon's gonna beat them with his fists.
Yeah!
I think it's kind of, like, amazing that despite there not being a mystery for us, it's still effective.
I'm not gonna say it's for good reasons, but yes, it is amazing. Like, it's not that they landed the plane, but I guess everyone walked away from the crash, so we'll call it a win because they didn't have wings on it in the first place.
The pilot told you when you got on board, it was like, this plane's going down. We're crashing after this flight. So just emotionally prepare yourself for that. Everybody has a life vest and like their parachute on. Yeah. Like, we're all fully prepared, and yet we still like get shocked by it.
I also love the classic 90s animation thing of there being this twinkling piano melody, like with, you know, syncopation, pauses, all of this. And it's the animation is just George playing root chords alternatingly on quarter notes between his left and right hand. Like, just
That was way too much pianist. Like musical theory for me.
It's just like, you don't have to show the hands. You didn't have to show us the thing that is obviously not what's going on.
Victory, we're honestly lucky he's playing a piano and not
George Desan's hands. I needed to see them.
So Master Ace is like, you know what? I bet if just me and Domo go to investigate, this will work out. And everyone's like, what? And he's like, let's go, Domo. Sure thing, Master.
You know, At the end of this episode, I was ready to say I loved every second of this episode, and then I remembered this scene exists of them just saying nothing for about 3 minutes.
Yes, there's a lot.
There's a lot of dialogue to say literal nothing.
What, you mean the whole, like, war room is just filled with people, and, like, everybody in the room knows it's going to be Master Asia and Domon going to do this? And, like, it takes, like, 30 minutes for them to, like, come to that conclusion.
We have 7 people in a row say, we should do something about this. Like,
we should probably do something about this. If there's survivors, like, hiding under Tokyo Tower, maybe we should send somebody to, like, go investigate it. You know, like a small team of, like, maybe, like, 2 people who are highly competent and better than the entire army here.
Someone is like, we can't lose that much of our fighting force. And the Master Agent is like, I'll go. And I'm like, that's 95%.
That is 95%. And the other 5% is Domo.
Okay, 4% of that is Rain. 1% is Domo. She's the only one keeping these
Gundams. They're partners. Running.
Yeah, sure. I can't get over Domo in this episode. Like, he has the mind of a child.
He is reverting. He walks into a room with Master Asia and becomes a child.
Oh yeah, like, he is reverted so much right now. Like,
that's his dad, and he's going to hang out with his dad. He's
that, like, is his
Master Asia. Master Asia, do you want to go play catch with these fucking skulls?
A 1,000%. This is not healthy for him.
No.
Rain is, like, actually concerned in a way that is appropriate. It seems like she's like, Domon, this is not healthy for you. Master Asia's like, hey, want to race me to the survivors outside of our Gundams? And he's like, sure thing, Master.
Yeah.
I've never shown the capability to kill a Gundam outside my mobile suit. I can do it. Let's go.
Yeah, like, they go until they get close enough to the Tokyo Tower, and then they're like, oh, we gotta hit these tunnels. And Master Ace is like, I'll go on foot. And then Domon's just like, well, I'm gonna go on foot too.
Getting there in HAL Gundam, there's something about him in a Gundam flying with his arms crossed really does it for me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
All right. So we did skip over them just, like, mooking some random soldier Gundams.
Yeah.
And that is, like, the coolest fight that I've ever seen in, like, any Gundam show, is them just killing these, like, random 3 mooks, because Master Asia, like, throws one into the other and then, like, puts his hand through their faces. And then Domo, like, appears behind the Gundam and kills it through a building, and I'm just like,
yeah.
And, like, we just gloss, like... It's such a gloss over a scene, and it's so cool.
Yeah, like, they spent so much time choreographing this throwaway scene.
So good. It's like, this is a different show now.
Let's not gloss over the fact that HAL Gundam also has a scarf as its weapon. Like,
yes, he has the scarf. He also is wearing, like,
scarf.
Silk pants. Like, when he's running, he's like, that metal skirt underneath, he has hammer pants on.
Yes!
Oh, it's great. Love it.
All right. I'm sorry I had to bring us back, but, like, gives me so much life.
Do you suppose at some point in Domon's training he was like, Master Asia, when do I learn how to defeat Gundams on foot? And that's the neat part. You don't!
He's even got the mustache for it.
Yeah, and the voice. Like, dear God. Like, did J.K. Simmons voice Master Asia?
J. Jonah Jameson should
voice Master Asia. He really should.
Get me pictures of Kyoji!
Pictures of Kyoji.
I also want to point out that...
Have you seen this man? This man's a menace!
Criminal!
A criminal!
Here in Neo Hong Kong, we know a thing because we've seen... I also want to point out, before, like, we completely gloss over this later, that when Rain spots the... like, these 4, you know, unknown entities or whatever later, she is like,
yeah,
Domon, Master, like, she calls Master Asia Master, just straight up. That's his name.
Yeah,
that's just straight up his first name.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, if you're in a room with Master Asia, you have no choice but to submit.
Yes, but also I do think Master is his first name and Asia is his last name.
that's just his name.
Like again,
they wanted to use the writers wanted to use Daddy, but they didn't
get away with it. Father Asia.
No, it is Daddy in Japanese.
Daddy Asia.
They just mistranslated it.
I mean, we're on professional wrestling rules, so like a guy named Master Asia is pretty red. So what's the difference between a mobile suit and a Gundam? Because Rain's like, there's four powers here. Doman's like, that's too powerful for a mobile suit. Mobile suits that have the power of Gundams. I'm like, what is this? What? This
is not it's because Gundams category. Are made of Gundanium.
Gundanium has not been said once this entire goddamn show.
They just have different energy outputs, Joey. There's just a higher caliber. Mm.
It's because but mobile suits are mass-produced and Gundams are bespoke items.
They're of superior stock.
Sure. Oh. I don't have time for your fucking mobile suit eugenics, Grant.
Just built
this
different.
One is it's a prime specimen.
It's got the right number of limbs. And
is there like a mobile suit breeding program? I made this joke.
I think I'm ready to be canceled now.
So Dolman's... Dolman's like, okay, I'll take the subway there. Rain, are the trains running? As we look around at the devastation.
Of course, it's Tokyo. They always run on time, Joey. you think some sort of apocalypse is an excuse?
She's like, he's like, all right, stay with the car, Rain. I'm gonna handle this. It's like, what are you talking about?
To get Rain to turn her back for a second, he basically says your fly is down. It's like, take a bit of care of the Gundam. The right hand wasn't working right. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he's gone. Like,
she's like, that can't be true. And she looks back at the Gundam. He's like, fucking gone.
I love later in the episode her being like, right hand's fucking working.
Right hand's
she's
fucking
like, in the Gundam. Bullshit. So Domo goes underground into the tunnels.
All right, but like at the end of this scene, Rain like goes to leave, and Master Asia's Gundam is sitting there watching her, and then like scurries away like a horror villain.
The How Gundam peeking
just
out,
creeping.
Which I get it. Rain's pretty.
Yeah,
he's like, she'll take care of me.
Stalker Gundam.
I love the line that it's like, besides, Rain will be safe if she stays with the Gundam. And two, now we have not had proof that this is going to be true, but
no!
Absolutely proves that true.
There's nothing to indicate that she's capable as a fighter, but like she's doing it.
Yeah,
I would believe she's better at piloting it than Gundam. So Domo gets down there, and a train comes, and he's like, "Ha, wrong as usual, Rain." Like, what's wrong with you, man? you're just gonna get on this ghost train? Like, what? Have you? Why is the train running? Ow! Is the train running? Who sent this train?
I'm 100% getting on this train.
You know,
it's as if the train came just for me, he says, as he gets on this fucking ghost train.
So, I mean, it's because it did? It did come just for you? You were right, but like for the wrong reason.
Yeah, it's because Charon is driving. Do you not understand what's going on here?
Look, Domo has regressed to a 5-year-old.
He walks on the train and he's like, huh, weird. Strange. And he looks over and is like, oh, there's a person here.
He's like, what's who else up, would be man? On this train? As we just see the pink and purple hair peeking out over the New York Times in Tokyo.
Like, the New York Times is still being printed in post-apocalyptia. Like, what?
No, he brings that with him to be nonchalant.
Gotta get the news somehow, Jerry.
No, oh, that's an issue from, okay. from pre-9/11. Like,
yep, so who is it but Jiminy Crockett? But evil.
But evil!
Come on, he's American. It's redundant.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
And he's learned a new giant fist ability.
He has gained genuine superpowers since the last time.
He got a power level upgrade.
That's like, this giant fist gives me life.
Yeah.
And Dumbledore's like, oh, he's stronger than last time. What's going on?
It's like did you ever fist fight Jiminy Crockett, Dumbledore? I don't think you ever fought him outside of Gundams.
Well, that's the true test of someone's strength, right? The strength of the robot?
No.
Yeah.
I think it's superpowers, actually.
To be fair, I think Master Asia is limiting himself every time he steps into the cockpit.
Gundam's there for your safety.
It's the built-in handicap he gives you. Like, the more time goes on, the more I'm like, why do we even have the Gundams in this?
It's what I'm saying.
Like, they're cool, don't get me wrong, but, like, they don't seem like they need them.
We get a short fight here where Jiminy is, like, evil, and then Domo jumps out of a moving train.
Yeah, as you do.
Like, it's like Domo, it's just fine.
And we see Saishi from like a control room. He's like, clever bro.
You got away this time,
bro.
Let's see if you can get away from this,
bro.
Bro.
So we cut back to Rain, who again is like,
she gets accosted by like four mobile suits, and she's like, I guess I have to use the mobile trace system. I gotta get latexified.
They knew what they were fucking doing. They animated so lovingly.
Shrink wrapped Rain.
Welcome to the episode where we try and not get horny.
I'm not trying. we have an equal opportunity. We have said this about every time Domon has gotten shrink wrapped. I'm going to overlay both of their grunts here.
That's too much work.
It's just two audio files, and it'll sound very funny like they're fucking.
Yes, funny. That's what I'm doing for the bit. For
I can't
funny.
Wait to listen to this
bit.
Episode, and there's just gonna be an inserted Joey clip saying it wasn't funny. And it did not sound like they were fucking.
Don't reveal my secrets.
So the next 5 minutes, it's Domon versus trains,
and you bet on Domon every time.
He's running down this half destroyed subway tunnel, and it's just like the trains just keep coming at him. And he's like about to get sandwiched between two trains, and he's like, "Which one's going faster?
Why would that matter?"
Are approaching Domon at 35 miles an hour. What is 45 miles an hour? The Gundam pilot is standing at point A.
Domo is like, currently running at 25 miles per hour because he's a superhuman.
And Tim, to answer your question, it matters because he needs to jump onto one before they crash, so he needs to find the one that's going to reach him first.
Fair. Sure. So yeah, Domo looks up and there's a train coming the other way. Like, this is just trained mayhem. Like, none of this makes any sense, and nobody even tries, and I love it.
I'm going to make sure the trains will not be running after this. Well, to be fair, this is what happens when you let, like, a 7-year-old, Like, run yeah, your how train old is
Saishi again?
I have no idea how old he is, but, like, wrong.
Didn't we establish that he was, like, 12 or something?
I don't remember.
Oh, no, 16. That was it. He was 16.
That's
like,
a lie!
Shit. Bull fucking shit.
I know we've already done this bit, and, like, emotionally, I'm still at a 10 about it. Every time.
I am emotionally at a 10 about Argo being able to fucking Hulk lift these trains.
Okay, Domo gets to the turntable thing here, and trains just start flying through.
Yes!
The yeah, it's like a junction, and there's like 10 like outlets, and just all of them start launching trains at Domo.
Like, launching, they're not on the tracks, they're flying. They literally are launching at them.
Sorry, in episode, I'm still watching Rain get latex, because that's what actually happens after the two-train
thing.
No,
don't worry about that.
Yeah, okay, look, we don't have to go second by second.
But I'm just saying, like, look, that's where I am because they yeah, animate... Okay. Every part of it. Like, it is a shot-for-shot remake of the Domo one.
Yeah. She's probably thinking, like, man, Domo does this every fucking time.
It's so tight.
And then she goes, don't underestimate the power of a woman, and she blows up a fucking building. Like,
hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Powerful.
I petition to have Rain the new main character.
She always has been.
The more important
you complete
duo,
the new game, you can play the new game plus as the alternate character, and you just never play Domo again.
Never. All the speedruns use Rain.
look, I even when it ports to a new system, I download a file so I don't have to play Domo again.
Yes,
that's fair.
Yeah, so Argo Gulski can pick up and throw trains.
He
can
do that before the DG cells.
Yes. And Domo's like, that doesn't seem normal.
Like, I don't have time.
I can't pick up trains.
He throws it, misses Domo. Then Chippity just rolls up on a different train. He's like, get on Argo. And they're like, okay. And they're like,
okay,
where did this train come from? Like,
how is the track clear enough for it to show up?
there are roughly 30 crash trains here now.
Don't worry about it.
I just love that Domon is like, I don't have time to fight you. He hasn't figured out. He's like, I still have survivors to rescue. What are you doing here?
No, I have to beat Master Asia in this race.
Like, he's so fucking dumb.
What happens to the loser if you lose this race?
I don't know.
What are the stakes? Because clearly Domon's taking this very seriously.
Honor's on the line, Grant.
So we cut to Rain just actually being good at fighting it. One of the only times we've ever seen the Vulcan cannons do anything. Like, when Rain uses them, it blows up mobile suits.
Well, yeah, she aims.
She's the only one who actually knows how to micro aim them. Everybody else is like, how do you do that? Do you use your hands?
She actually read the fucking instructions.
I love that. Yes, that's the headcanon. No one else actually knows how to use the Gundams because they're all fucking meathead martial artists. They didn't read the manual. She's like, y'all, you know there are like guns on this thing? Like, what are you
guns,
doing?
You have multiple swords, like...
Yeah, like see, Shining Gundam, being the only one that was actually designed by Rain, has Shining Finger because she knows that Domon is just going to use his hand.
Yeah. Yeah, you work around the problem when it's Domon. You know, there's no teaching
you. If you hit select, you can hold it and go into super mode. You don't have to be unreasonably angry. Come on.
She finally gets accosted by a new Gundam we've never seen before.
Oh, this is how Gundam's
name, Grant.
I love this Dracula ass
Gundam. I think this is
Master
Gundam.
This fucking Dracula ass like slide in and like
it's got claws.
It's got huge horns, like
I love
like
this Gundam.
Big black horns. It's got big meaty claws. A giant cape thing.
I love the cape wings.
Like, this is a proper villain-looking Gundam.
A+.
All right.
This is what the... Oh, go ahead, Tim.
It's like a Saturday morning villain Gundam.
Yes, it is. So I was looking at the wiki earlier because I was like, they never named this Gundam, and I had saw the name Death Beast Gundam, and I was like, oh, that's fucking rad. Oh, no, that has to be it. That's the name of all the jobbers.
What?
the four legged ones that they've
the Dark been, Army?
Yeah, they're Death Beast Gundams.
Cool.
What?
Okay.
I was like, that's not right. That's wrong. You've misnamed these. These are looser Gundams for idiots. Yeah, they're
looser Gundam for idiots. There you go.
These are 360 can Gundams.
So God. The answer is I don't know.
Well, we're just gonna call it Master Gundam after
it
our
is
favorite
called Master
character.
Gundam.
All right, good.
It's like. It's so much taller than the other Gundams, too. I love it. It's big. Big Gundam.
Yeah, it's big. It's wide.
It's pointy.
It's pointy. And it looks pretty menacing. I love the claws on this bad boy.
Mm-hmm. He looks like the Demon King in a Saturday morning TV show. Like, yep. This is like...
Yeah, it's like the Mr. Sinister of Gundam.
It reminds me of like a Yu-Gi-Oh! Like Dark Fiend or something.
Yeah!
He's the one leading the villains against the Sailor Scouts or something.
Yeah!
this dark army, the king of... Yeah, so Doma gets to the tower and he's like, ha! Looks like I win, Master Asia. Again, he is
so stupid.
And your prize is a Frenchman.
Yeah, he's like, stop playing the piano. I've come to save you. And George is just like, keeps hamming it up. And he's like,
George is over there thinking he's just as dumb as we thought he was. He keeps playing.
Yeah,
God,
you knew
so
that.
Fucking hot.
I really wish I could call Domo a himbo, but he does not drink his juice.
He does not. No, like, he does not drink his respect lemon juice.
He does not. He's terrible. George is like, ha, you really want to know why I'm here? As the other three bust through a wall. There's a door right next to them, but instead they punch the wall down and start doing kung fu flips all around the room. It's very funny to be... Oh,
once you become a villain, you forget how to use doors.
use a door.
Use a
like
door
a
like
peasant?
A peasant?
Yes! Oh, Victor, you. I love you.
Thank you.
Oh. The three of them start doing kung fu action moves around the room. And it's very funny because we get moments with all three of them. George, they only had the animation to be on the piano. he never stops. Like, the three of them get, like, a super move, and George is just on the piano still, like, doing the same shot. It's clear they ran out of animation budget. Like, he didn't get a moment, which is very funny to me.
Or just, this is just who George is. I mean.
I love that this fight's only interrupted by a Gundam falling through the ceiling.
Like, they should all be dead.
Yeah.
Shining Gun just crashes through. Someone's like, what's my Gundam doing here?
Well, you see, it was the only safe place.
Yeah, and, you know, to his credit, the first thing he does is open the cockpit. Like,
yeah.
And for some reason, the others let him do this. Maybe they're under the gun.
They've got to get to their rubble.
Crushed under rubble.
It's because they're waiting for Master Gundam to show up, and it makes its full entrance. Like, it like flies in past Shining Gundam, lands, and like the cape like kind of like folds back in on itself, and like you get all this like crackling electricity and
it's like
mechanical things do it happening, like Vince shooting things out, and I'm like, yes. Give me the mecha horn.
It goes Iron Maiden mode. Is how I'm gonna describe it.
This the cape goes around now, but like
it's full Dracula, fighting, man. Like it's Castlevania Dracula mode.
Yeah,
yeah.
When Domo's fighting the four of them, he's like, "How did you get so strong?" They're like, "That man gave us the power."
Yeah.
The picture falls out of Domo's jacket. And he looks down. Kyoji! Like, this was a clue. Like what?
Like this is 100% a red herring. We're supposed to think this is Kyoji. Or at least we're supposed to believe that Domon thinks this is Kyoji.
Domon thinks it's Kyoji because it's the last thing he laid eyes on. Like, he is the brain of a goldfish. Well,
his object
Domon
would have
thought
problem.
It was Kyoji, even if Master Asia was telling him that he did it. Like, it's just like, no, this has to be the work of the Dark Gundam and Kyoji. Like, yeah. It's all he thinks about. Yeah.
There's not room enough in his brain for anything else. It's so tight. yeah, so he hops in the cockpit, and he's like, Rain, this was dangerous. And I'm like, as opposed to leaving her in the middle of a war zone, like, what was she supposed to do, man? She was doing just fine until, like, Dracula Gundam showed up.
Right? Yeah, she was wrecking
and
shit,
like,
man.
Fucking Dracula as he just, like, repels Shining Finger without moving. Like.
Well, to be fair, Shining Finger is like a melee ability, and they are okay, yes. Very far apart.
So hey, Master Gundam is doing some sort of Dark Finger.
Dark Finger.
Darkness Finger.
Yeah, I got your Dark Fingers right here. Boom, double deuce.
Which is a great counterpoint to the Shining Finger. I love this. Unironically.
Yeah. They don't work. Like, this is not how Shining Finger works, but here we go. We get Shining Finger versus Dark Finger beam clash.
Yeah, we get a beam clash, and I'm like, oh, we're just like really have gone off the script.
It's I love it. It's great, actually.
And
you're
and
right.
then And uh-huh. then Rain is like, Domon, we're a team. We have to. This is the best fucking scene of an anime.
I know!
like, you thought I was going to shit on. No.
No!
This is everything to me. Like,
yes. And so Domon and Rain do like a couple Shining Fingers together.
Together we're stronger, Domon.
Okay, Rain.
This hand of mine glows with awesome power.
Its burning grip tells me to defeat you.
Here I go.
Shining Finger!
Why is this as effective as the father said Kamehameha to me?
It's so good!
Look, if my Gundam can use the power of my anger in order to superpower itself, why can't it use the power of
two people's anger?
Friendship.
Stronger than diamonds, tougher than steel. You won't feel nothing till you feel the power of love. Come
the
on.
The power of love! That's the power of love.
Think if they got couples counseling, how powerful they'll be.
No, they would be weaker. Again, this thing runs on conflict and anger. This is like behold the power of our toxic relationship. Like, we can barely survive it, but no one else can. Like, it's... They're the couple in the room that everyone is uncomfortable with every time they show up. It's great. And they're weaponizing that feeling. both of them saying the Shining Finger thing is great.
It's so good. And they use the burning red line instead of glows with an awesome power. Like,
it's so good. And that's the episode.
Like, hands are interlinked and everything. It's like they
it's
do
so,
like poses, like they've like
it's like a dance
rehearsed
pose.
This.
Yeah, oh yeah, they do this all the time.
Yeah, I cannot tell you like the things this made me feel. It worked on me so well.
It's so good. It's like what? I'm mad at this working so well because we had 5 minutes of Domon fighting flying trains this episode.
Can I tell you that something like this happens later and it's way better too?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm
oh my
like,
god,
like 10 times better.
I bet Rain does it with her own Gundam too.
I don't think Rain gets a Gundam.
Does Rain she? Does get a Gundam.
She does.
No.
She gets a Sailor Scout Gundam.
No, that's Allenby.
No, that's Allenby.
The other, who is, like, again, I can't, like, in my head square out the trajectory the show makes. Like, this is kind of the end of an a show fight here where they both do it together.
I honestly, like, this is where we're at in the show, and we're on episode 13. I'm like, what happens after this?
I don't remember. Like, I think there's another tournament in space.
I think the world ends, actually.
It's something.
That's pretty much.
There's like an extinction level event.
All right, it's already happened. We just
like another one.
Tokyo? Oh, okay.
And you drag in all the world. No, I have absolutely no fucking clue.
So,
I'm sure there's a colony drop at some point.
Does Shining Finger works? Question mark.
No, it doesn't. Like, they just stop.
The Nasty Boys are gone.
The Nasty Boys are gone.
And like Master Gundam kind of like fades away, and you see HAL Gundam, and
Master
I'm like,
Gundam transforms into HAL Gundam
in front of Domo.
It's like, Master, hey
Master, what are you doing here?
Like, you can just see it straight up, put its glamour up, like, and like
you know, mysteries are hard.
Look, Domo still hasn't figured out that there were no survivors. Right? Domo still has not figured out there were no survivors.
He still has not figured it out, and he's telling Master Asia everything that he thinks is happening. Master Asia is just like,
Right,
is the dumbest fucking people.
I didn't even try. Like, you watched me do this.
I am actively trying to get him to put the pieces together, and he's just not doing it.
Damn, for me to turn him to my side, I have to get him to realize that I'm not on his side.
I don't know how to be less subtle without just telling him.
It's a whole thing. Wow. I've got
that Horde Gundam sounds unimaginably ferocious. What a powerful enemy. Wow, I bet he's handsome too.
Oh, sexy. And then we get the actual sexy in the episode as we pan up Tokyo Tower.
Yeah!
He's just sitting on like an upper level of the rubble.
The narrator's just hanging out up here.
I love the narrator in the show. Like, that's not a joke. I love that he's just sitting on rubble sometimes. Is he a character? Is he really here? What's happening?
He's not!
He's more of like an omniscient cue.
He's
one of the watchers? Like, I...
I know, he could just be a person with superpowers, because apparently that's a thing.
Yeah, that's like, clearly a thing.
Like, is this the Undefeated of the West?
No, he's good, so he's got to be the Undefeated of the North.
He's the good Undefeated of the North. Like the wicked Undefeated of the West.
Please, like, people can even, like, attempt to fight him for him to even be considered undefeated.
I want to see his.
Hey, look, you lose 0% of the fights you don't take, so.
The final line of this is like, is this really the work of Kyoji, or could it be the work of someone else?
Because we can't have any misdirection at all in this show.
I don't know what you mean. It's Kyoji, obviously.
On the next episode, Master Asia's revealed is a line that said.
We go from two episodes, like, from introducing Master Asia as a good guy to, like, half an episode of maybe there's some intrigue of, like, is he a good guy? To, no.
Like, the writing is just shockingly bad in a way that's actually very remarkable.
If it were good, though, it would be bad.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
yeah.
Well, sorry, if it were good, it would be bad. If it were great, it would be great. But it's not. So.
We've gone out the other end. It's like the horseshoe. Like, really bad sometimes. It's actually pretty close to really good.
That's a fine line to walk, and for some reason they have hit the bullseye with it.
Not the bullseye they were aiming at. It's like rolling a strike in a different lane.
Yeah. It still counts, just not for you.
So how'd y'all like the episode?
I fucking love
this. Sorry, I just got to the fucking preview, and just, like, the actual first line is, "Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've been waiting for. More surprises." There have been zero surprises in this show, narrator dude.
I don't know. I'm kind of shocked every episode.
not in a good way.
Argo lifting and throwing trains at Domon is pretty great.
Being appalled is not the same thing as being surprised.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
So y'all like the episode, right?
Yes, it's great.
I fucking love this episode.
This episode that gave me shrink wrapped reins.
Yeah,
it's like what more could you ask for besides the lover's shining finger and shrink wrapped rein? Like, I don't understand what you could possibly want out of the show after this.
Like, a master Gundam, a very villainous villain Gundam.
Yeah, we got the evil Shuffle Alliance, the Dark Alliance, or the Nasty Boys, as Grant was calling them.
The Sorted
Alliance. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of X-Men research. So I have it on the brain.
Yeah.
God. The Unshuffled Alliance.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about X-Men, I'm like, wow, this is somehow like worse written than the 90s X-Men show.
They were contemporaneous. So.
The Scry 60 Alliance. That's a joke for like 7 people. There you go.
Wouldn't it only be 52?
No. What the fuck are you going to scry a normal deck of playing cards for?
Thank you all for watching. If you want to find us on the internet, go to wherever podcasts are found. Leave a 5-star review. We appreciate it. We appreciate each and every one of you that listens to this. Dumb.
Incredible show.
We have a lot of fun with this. It makes us happy that other people seem to enjoy it as well. G Gundam's great. If you want to talk to us, come to the Discord. Set up by Dune. It's great. It's pinned on spot on Fireside Twitter. Don't go to Twitter. You know.
Yeah, don't go to Twitter.
It's good. We like doing this every week. We're glad other people enjoy us just clowning on this clown show.
Joining the circus.
I love the idea of just clowns clowning on clowns. Like, buffalo, 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 buffalo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's clowns all the way down.
Ooh, love that. Clown Take deep. Me to honk heaven.
Honk! Heaven. Now.
I told you about that, right? How I keep getting these Facebook group like recommendations for Clown Girl Honk Heaven, and I'm just I'm resisting.
It's been a win.
But every time I see
the algorithms got you pegged.
Yeah, every time I see it, I resist a little less.
It'll wear you down eventually.
Because the clown girl they have on the cover is cute.
Anybody
who's afraid of clowns is weak.
So on the next episode preview, I love that we see Rain shooting someone with a gun. Great, love that.
Just the gun.
Smoke him.
Normal gun.
It's like Shining Finger loses, and I'm like, that just happened this episode. Like,
no, it was challenged, and then the lover Shining Finger won.
Yeah, but Domon lost before that happened. Like, Shining Finger lost to Dark Finger. He's like, Rain, get out of here. Take the Corlander and run. And she's like, no, we're doing this together. Like, he lost. Like, that's the
No. See, the clock didn't hit zero, all right? Like, the loss wasn't recorded.
Sure. So, like, are the Gundams powered by their pilots? Is this like a Matrix situation? Like,
because Rain comes out of there being carried by Domon because she apparently had to put all of her life energy into that Shining Finger.
Sure, I don't think the writers even know.
Like, could you just throw like 30 people in there, like batteries, to, like, like the polycule Shining Finger?
Next week, the Matrix.
It's the real meta right here.
It's the entire Shuffle Alliance, and they're shouting, "This hand of mine is burning red."
Next episode, The Matrix is like, Domon says to Master Asia, "I know kung fu."
I know kung fu.
Well, yeah, he taught it to you.
And Master Hayes show like, no, me you fucking don't.
The man who I consider king of hearts.
No, you fucking don't, Domo. Do not lie to me.
Master Asia offers him two pills, and Domo's like, I don't want any candy, and slaps it on the ground.
Oh, God. Well, what are you talking about? He's going to get fucking roofied.
Oh, you're right, my bad.
He eats them both every time.
And then he's going to be subject to a real life hallucination where he watches his mom die, and And then Master Age is going to be like, see, the only way to stop Kyoji is to join me in crushing the world government.
Look, we could put so many DG cells in your mom. So many.
That sounds like way kinkier than it should.
That's how I meant it. I'm your dad
thank you
now.
All for watching.
We're going back to the BDGSM.
BDGSM. Fuck. Thank you all for watching. Our winner this week is Tim with...
Growing latex fetish.
Growing bundle. Latex fetish, but I thought I was going to lose that one. Hardcore.
I don't remember who's... Okay, here's Injustice the secret. I don't League. Remember... Injustice League is funny, but we're all here for the shrink wrapping.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's
yeah, like, still you can't compete with that.
Yeah, like, it's still a... I really, really hope we get some Master Asia shrink wrapping. That's all I want.
He is too good for that.
That's my secret cap. I'm always shrink wrapped.
Right, we did make that joke last time.
I know. It'll be funny next time, I promise.
Thank you all for watching. Here's all that for all our growing shrink wrap fetish nerds out there.
Yeah!
Goodbye, Shining Gundam. Oh, wait, no. Take this.
Take this!
Not at any of the ending. Okay, look, it has been so long.
You find us on places with podcast episodes. Joe Starrell stands up Fireside
FM.
Yeah, yeah. No, we didn't.
I did.
Yeah, he totally did.
I did.
Well, I didn't fucking do it. I'm the one who fucking does it. I know I've been gone for a while, but it doesn't mean you get to take my job forever. I come back, and my position is still waiting for me.
Oh, I was waiting for you to do
Union
it.
Union protected.
You're going to get the podcast union involved here.
Times are tough, and we have to make the hard choices around here. Yeah,
sorry, we have to lay everyone off here.
Union protected. The bargaining agreement says that you have to find me another position at or above my current pay level.
You're not paying me.
That's a real low level, man.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to assign you to unpaid intern.
That is a bump up from my losing money on this podcast.
Somehow more prestigious than podcaster.
I'm glad that I do actually get to engage in union protections in my job. I'm sorry for the rest of you who live in Virginia and don't work for the feds.
Yep. Anyway, take this. All of my anger and all of my union protections.
No, take
it. Goodbye,
Shining Gundam! You could stop fucking Mr. Mime.
No.